This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Some signs of progress in the ongoing trade war between the United States and China ahead of a new round of talks next month. Zaria Shakely reports.
A Chinese state news agency says Beijing will lift punitive tariffs imposed on U.S. soybeans, pork, and some other farm goods ahead of trade negotiations. The move follows President Donald Trump's decision to postpone a planned October the 1st tariff hike on Chinese imports to October the 15th. Hopes are growing that the two sides might defuse a prolonged dispute that is threatening global economic growth. But there has been no sign of progress on the main issues in the sprawling conflict over trade and technology. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan assured residents of disputed Kashmir on Friday that he will expose what he calls India's oppression and human rights violations in the region when he addresses the UN General Assembly later this month. He warns that India's recent actions concerning the disputed region of Kashmir will give rise to extremism among Muslims in India and around the world. Khan made the comments in a speech in Muzaffarabad in Pakistani-held Kashmir, his first there since India revoked Kashmir's special status 5 weeks ago. Some 20,000 people took part in the rally. Khan told the crowd they should not march towards the line of control, which separates the Pakistani and Indian sides. His appeal came days after thousands of unarmed young people marched towards the frontier to protest the lockdown in Indian-administered Kashmir, triggering the clashes with police. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have met three times since June of 2018, and Trump says round four could happen soon. The recent ouster of former National Security Advisor John Bolton may have helped. VOA's William Gallo has the story.
John Bolton famously referred to the Libya model for North Korea's denuclearization, an unnerving image for Pyongyang, as Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi was killed by U.S.-backed rebels after giving up his nuclear program.
You just take a look at what happened with Gaddafi. That was not a good statement to make, and it set us back.
If talks do eventually restart, the format they take will be crucial. That's because if the U.S. and North Korea are to make actual progress on a nuclear agreement, it will take nuclear experts, a meeting much more substantive than Kim and Trump shaking hands. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Swedish teen climate activist Greta Thunberg addressed the crowd of other youth demonstrators Friday in a protest outside the White House to demand action by the U.S. government on climate change.
This is very overwhelming. Never give up. We will continue, and see you next week on September 20th.
September 20th is the day Thunberg and potentially millions of other kids around the world will participate in a global climate strike to call their leaders to do more to address the climate crisis. Thousands of mourners in the blistering sun filed into a Harare stadium on Friday to pay their respects to former Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe, who died last week at the age of 95. Mugabe's body has lain in state for 2 days ahead of his Saturday memorial service and Sunday burial. Nalaj Krondo was there.
I'm so happy because he left us like a freedom. We are free as Zimbabweans. We are free to do whatever we do as Zimbabweans.
Mugabe's legacy is likely to be a complicated one. He is often hailed as a liberation hero, yet simultaneously reviled as the man responsible for steering the nation's economy into ruin. The dust has settled after Thursday night's Democratic candidates' debate in Houston, when 10 candidates took to the stage. Julie Pace is Washington bureau chief for the Associated Press.
What this debate really made clear is that there is a clear trio of candidates at the top of the field: Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders.
The Democratic Party presidential nominating contests start in February, with elections designed to narrow the crowded field ahead of November 2020's election. I'm Steve Karish.